Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 3, Episode 5, The Depot.
Previously on The Cleansed.
All the Subies are dead, and even if they're not, we have no idea how to make it back to Corinth. We saw Paul find some bomb that can blow up the world, and an earthquake was about the only thing that could stop him. I don't know about you, but now is a time to believe in legends if ever there was.
I'm just not sure I'm ready to believe something learned from a blind guy.
A blind guy with second sight.
What the hell do you think second sight is?
Come on, sanctuary waits for you.
Oh. Oh my God.
Downward, please.
I think it means down there.
What is this place?
This is a place that we imagined would save us if this ever happened. A place we could count on for energy, for power.
How can such a place exist? How could no one have known to find it? To destroy it? Like everything else.
There are some external factors that affect the development of those traits. But we believe that with your genetic material, we can make a template for future leaders.
I'm a template?
It can create a ray of concentrated energy that will melt through a fighting ship hundreds of miles away. On the corollary, it can create a wall of energy that will repel missiles. The energy source seems to be inexhaustible. It's as if it is feeding not from the hydrogen, but from energy from some sort of unseen world. If we want to transport it, we have to be very careful.
We're going to transport it?
And now, the depot. Deep tunnel system approaching the depot, also known as sanctuary.
Hey, I think I see something.
The corridor's getting narrow.
So?
Harder to get out.
Are you claustrophobic or something?
I like to know where the exits are.
Yeah, me too.
Things are not as they seem, Lucian.
You think? Whose idea was it to go to sanctuary in the first place?
I'm not saying I'm having second thoughts. I'm saying keep your wits about you.
Of course. Only way to be.
Looks like our luck is up.
Let me try. Damn door! Locked or jammed or something. But that's good, right? No one would have put a door up unless there was something worth getting to on the other side.
Doesn't help us, though. That looks solid.
I can almost see there's light on the other side. I can hear something.
I can hear something too. But I might just be hearing things. We're too jacked up. We're looking for something that's not here.
Look at this. The bar I tried to pull didn't want to budge. It looks like it's connected. Okay, let's see. There. Okay, yeah. Yeah, see? There's a metal pipe that goes from the lever up to the plate. Oh, over the door doohickey. I get it.
Lucian, the ceiling.
The ceiling.
The ceiling.
Oh.
It's closing down on us. Another door swung in behind us. We're stuck.
Hold on. We can fix this.
Damn it, Lucian.
Okay. Let me see. Hey, since I moved that lever, I think... See there? There's a little number plate revealed here. What do you think? We could press it.
Are you joking?
Just, here. 000.
Lucian, it's coming down faster!
Hold on, let's think through this, okay?
Onward you through the dark, you'll find the key. Then you can unlock the door and find the sanctuary. A key, Lucian, we need a goddamn key!
Well, what do you think about the little box I found? The thing that has a recording of Satan's speaker.
What about it?
I think it's a key.
Try it!
Hold a second!
Lucian!
Let's try. There's something printed on here.
Oh, hurry, Lucian, please, hurry!
Yes, okay. 1, 0, 9, 3.
Lucian!
Access accepted.
Comfort!
Congratulations! You've been granted access to Sanctuary. Carry on forward up the stairs, and your questions will be answered.
What the hell?
Maybe there's more to Sachem Speaker than I thought.
A lot more, maybe.
You ready to see how much?
Yeah, I think I am.
In the depot, level 6, where the Nova weapon and its fuel source are housed.
So you have a device in there that taps into another dimension and allows you to hear dead people.
I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. I don't know how it works, to be honest. I know what it does. I know that.
Oh, if we want to transport it, we have to be very careful. First, we need to shut down the steam generator and turn off power to the building. That means that the elevator and most of the safety systems, the water pumps, etc., will all shut down. So keep an eye on the exits, should something go wrong. The orb itself will continue operating. I'm not sure I know how to stop it. I'm worried that if you try to and failed, well, it might supernova.
Supernova? Like a star?
Like a small star. Not quite as dramatic as it sounds. Certainly less destructive than a hydrogen bomb. Now quiet, please. It's time for me to work.
Hey, Abraham. Abraham! Abraham!
Use the telecom, Reese. There!
Abraham, you can hear me?
Just read to me the numbers on that dial.
This, humidity, temperature? 0.5%, negative 15 Celsius.
Good. Still under wraps. Can you seal off the chamber?
How do I do that?
Enter a code on the receiver. 543-28-43678.
Okay. 54-82-84-367. Okay.
When this finishes, there won't be any electricity. You'll have to manually open the door. Do you understand?
What do you mean, manually?
It weighs about 300 pounds. It won't be easy, but there is a lever on the door. If I release it from the inside, you can release it from the outside and slide it open. There's three of you. It should work.
I'm trusting you.
Okay. Now, wish me luck.
My life's work. The invention which could have changed the world. Maybe. Maybe it still will.
Abraham, it's you.
Is that Sarah? No.
I've been waiting for you to return. I've been waiting so long.
This is in my head. Dead people can't speak. This is all convoluted energy. Reaction of the brain to externalized electrical energy, excess gamma waves, bubbles bursting to the surface of consciousness. Obviously.
You need to let me free.
Come on now. Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh. Finally, a weapon we can use against Saul.
Put it down, Abraham.
You? You snuck in.
Like a shadow.
What do you want?
What is mine by birthright?
What are you possibly going to do with it?
I am made of the same stuff of him, of them. I have the same DNA sequence pounding through my blood.
You're not the same as him.
No, you're right. I'm the shadow. I am what happens when you tie me to an operating table and leave me to die. When fire burns my chest and melts my eyes. What happens when you live for 20 years as a ghost, unwanted by anybody? I am the secret you tried to bury, Abraham, and I want my reward.
It is not that simple.
It is. It is my right to rule all of them. I am the one who has suffered most, and now I get my reward. Put it down.
Or what?
You'll die.
Since I was in my 20s, I have been covering my own ass, doing what others told me, following rules, even when all the rules went to hell, even when I could see that what we were doing created monsters. I have gotten this far living on fear, Shadow. It stops here.
You don't have to be afraid. You, of everyone, should know that death is not the end.
No!
Tell me it hasn't spoken to you.
Nothing but mindless noise in disrupted electrical meat.
I can hear it. It speaks.
It is elemental matter, deuterium and nickel.
I have come. Let me carry you. I will deliver you to the one.
You speak MC Volume.
No, Shadow. Not you. Not either of you.
Please. No. No. Get out of my head. Get out of...
Holy shit! Get down, Luke! It's like the light of the sun! No!
Get down! Mark, are you okay?
Yeah, I am. How about you, Luke? Luke! Luke, are you okay?
Oh, Jesus. What happened to him, Mark?
He's breathing. It looks like some piece of debris hit him on the head.
We need to get him out of here.
We've got bigger problems than that. Listen.
That's water.
Fuck. Abraham took us down at least 3 stories, and we were up at sea level when we were with the quadcopter. Water is bad news.
I'll get Luke.
Careful. You shouldn't move him. If he was hit in the head, it can be bad. Let's just... We just need to think this through, okay? Maria, we just need to... Oh, God!
What?
Look what happened in there.
I don't need to. I saw Abraham just before it.
Nothing left of them. Just their shadows. Like they were painted on the wall.
We need to get out of here.
The, reactor thing. What did Abraham call it? The orb! It's waiting for us.
Mark, you can't possibly...
We came this far, Maria.
We need to get Luke before we all drown!
If we don't get the orb, none of this was worth it. Stay with him. I'll get it.
Okay. Be quick.
I'll just, go through what's left of the... What's left of the window here. Ah! Ah!
The other side of that glass felt like crawling onto the surface of the moon. The depot was weird enough by itself, but the energy from the orb was palpable. The air in the room felt like it does just before lightning. Energized, alive, ready to sear flesh and fry trees. It screamed of a force too powerful. Too powerful to be held by the likes of us. Well, here we go.
Are you worthy?
What? Who's there?
I was tired of Abraham. And Shadow, well, he was not to be trusted.
Who are you?
I need a subject with active gene expression for precognition. All others cleansed.
Okay, get out of my head! I'm just trying to pick up this stupid orb. Jesus, I'm talking to myself. I'm just trying to pick up this orb.
You are not the one.
Jesus! Mark! You can't get hurt!
It needs to be me.
Luke! Oh, Luke, you're awake!
Help me, Maria!
Luke, what are you doing?
Help me get through this window!
Luke, you can't
get out of my way, Maria!
Luke!
Enough! We're taking you, and you cannot have my friend!
Come try me then. See if you can hold me.
You cannot stop me!
Yes, that's him. We have a successful match. Let us continue.
What is that thing?
I don't know.
It spoke to me.
Yeah.
It can't.
It does.
Luke! Oh, Luke, you're okay.
Don't touch me, Maria.
What happened to you?
John.
What?
John, he's alive.
What do you mean, he's alive?
I saw him. I saw through his eyes.
You're not making sense, Luke. Why don't you sit down?
No, Maria. Listen to me. He's alive. I saw through his eyes, smelled the dank sweat of his cell. I heard him scream. Scream as they electrocuted him.
That's impossible, Luke.
I know it is. But it happened. Okay? We have to get to that place. The Citadel. The boat where Saul is.
Luke, but you can't possibly...
Things have happened here that we will spend long hours trying to understand. But now, we must escape. Whoa. Oh. Now!
The days might be feeling longer now that the sun is setting later, but that unfortunately does not mean that I actually have more time in the day. And that's why I love Factor's ready-to-eat meals. They make it so easy to eat stress-free this spring with their fresh, never-frozen, chef-crafted meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes in the microwave. And these are no ordinary microwave meals, let me tell you. They have truly delicious options. I just had this loaded bacon, chicken, and spinach meal that was so tasty. And you can even try meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, broccolini. My mouth's just watering thinking about it. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up, so it kind of does feel like you're adding some time back to your day. If you'd like to try it out for yourself, head to factormeals.com/cleansed50 and use code CLEANSED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code CLEANSED50 at factormeals.com/cleansed50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Elsewhere in the depot, moments earlier.
What kind of place is this?
I heard that in the old days, they had miracles of science, but I never imagined it would be like this.
There's a light I saw. The orange glow up ahead. It runs along as far as I can see. How long do you think this...
Light!
Ow! God, it's much brighter than it... It came on, why? Just because we're walking by? That means what? That means this place has electricity.
Seems so, Lucian.
Someone's been here, tending this light all these years.
Sachem.
Yeah, yes.
You think he started the legends?
What?
It's not like the Subis just thought up some elaborate rhyme to get us here. Someone had to start it from somewhere.
You think...
I'm trying to remember now when I first met Sachem. It was right around when Prophet came to the city, when things started to change.
You'll have to refresh my mind. I think I was on the Slag crew.
We were debating whether to help Prophet. He wanted us to help him navigate certain passages of the soup. Help him make a map, he said, so we could start to use the underground storage again. He had that kid with him, one of our kids, Zeke.
He's the one that shot down Amos.
Yeah, they used to be best friends.
So what does this have to do with Sachem?
He found us one night, walked right into our camp, past all our guards, tapped me on the shoulder.
And what? He talked you out of the deal with Prophet?
Yeah. That's when he convinced me he had the second sight. He said that only death and horror would come to the Subis if we helped out Prophet. He advised me to disappear, to descend into the deep dark.
Guess he had a point.
Yeah, well, there was no avoiding the horror, was there?
So, okay. You meet Sachem. You ditch Prophet. You move the Subis down to the deep down. Next thing you know, people are singing about Sanctuary.
Maybe. That's the part that's a little foggy.
Too bad the rhyme didn't say what we had to do once we got here.
That little gadget of yours say anything?
Huh?
Still got some buttons you could press?
Oh, I guess.
You're currently on basement 3 level of the Douglas Elite Pilots Operation Testing Sanctuary. The Depot. The Sanctuary. Call it what you want. This place is a house of secrets. If you have made it this far, it is because I want to share something with you.
Okay, now this is creeping me out. How is he doing that?
It just did that on its own.
Walk forward 100 meters. You will enter the Gene Therapy Biological Warfare Center. A nasty name, but a euphemism even so for what they did here. A true highlight of this facility.
Guess he recorded it, right? People could do that, capture his voice. He's not watching us now, is he?
He's dead, Quinny.
You say that, but I'm beginning to doubt. We didn't see him die, did we?
Wait, one thing at a time. Let's do what he's telling us. We might learn something.
All right, just remember how to get out of here, okay?
Yeah, no joke. You wanna get caught down here without a way out again?
Oh, what happened to the lights?
I guess the motion sensors don't work down here.
Hey, the door!
Locked. Locked. It's locked. The damn thing is locked behind us.
You're a big fella, Lucian. Worst comes to worst, you force it.
The thing is tough, even for me. Look at it. Reinforced steel plates. Hinges are hidden.
We'll find another exit.
Let's get to where we're going first.
Don't like it in here. Too dark.
I thought you liked the dark.
Not here. Not when I don't know what the darkness is hiding.
Uh-huh.
It's different when you know your way around.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
I'm not scared.
Didn't say you were.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What's in here?
I don't know.
Door's open.
There's a light inside.
Somehow that doesn't comfort me.
You think we should poke our heads in?
You first.
Hello? 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 Oh, you see, there's nothing over here. Whoa!
Whoa!
You understand, Paul, what this means?
Yes. I am the Son of God.
Yes. Repeat that.
I am the Son of God.
You sound unsure.
I'm not sure I understand what God is, sir.
God is... Well, God is you. September 12th, 2038. Subject's response to charisma therapy is mixed. When speaking with conviction, similar results as in other subjects is manifest. Strong verbal control,
overpowering pheromones, great physical beauty. In our test group, over 50% of the subjects predisposed to dislike his message recorded feelings of empathy and understanding after hearing him speak. But his reception to ideological training has been limited by his own...
What the hell is this, Lucian?
I don't know.
You see, Father, what I need to see is a miracle.
A miracle?
If I really am the Son of God, a miracle should be easy.
I didn't tell you that. You told me that.
I told you that because you told me to tell you that.
Now you're being pedantic.
Show me a miracle, Father.
You may know me as Sachem, or as Shadow, depending on exactly how you met me. To others, I was known as Subject 2A in the gene therapy experiment. Prophet's identical twin, yet not identical. One of us was deemed to have superior charisma, moral authority, the ability to lead others. You know what that is? I was never very interested in people. So why the difference? Not just genes, but gene expression. One of us was raised under a certain set of conditions that led to him becoming an unparalleled leader. So how do you replicate that? What was the difference? And more importantly, could you treat that, my defect? Project Genesis was designed to answer these questions. They found two other young boys, also twins, also with what they called the leadership chromosome, and worked to see if they could extract the delta, the difference between Prophet and me, and create something incredible, a leader. But they created more than a leader, they created demagogues. From John's blood, they fashioned two halves of a coin, a Christ and an Antichrist. They were hoping to fashion someone the world would follow, but then the world didn't wait around for them, did it? I'm talking to myself again, aren't I? If this is you, if there is a you, if you've found this, then you have set into effect a set of actions which I set up as a contingency. Prophet always had such bold, ambitious plans. I was always the more realistic. These two forces of nature, Gog and Magog, Christ and Antichrist, if they are alive, they are set to collide to great effect. And everyone in this fucked up world will go with them.
November 2nd, 2038. We have been told to cut operations, shut down satellites, and contain our losses. Communications between base and home are now difficult. The grid appears to be down in more permanent fashion. Satellite communications are still in operation, and of course we are on full power. The reactor team has already been deployed, as per DEFCON plans to rescue VIPs and get them offshore. Skeleton crew remains here at the depot, and unfortunately, our experiments appear to be at an end. We will be forced to terminate subjects. This concludes Project Genesis.
Hello, Father.
Please, don't call me that.
Why? So it'll be easier for you to terminate me?
You were listening.
I thought you knew me right down to my DNA. I'm much smarter than you.
I'm afraid that's where we've come to. You must understand.
I do understand. Which is why I'm doing something about it. You left this in my room.
So, you let go of me!
What are you doing?
Killing him!
To murder is wrong.
And how about I just take his eyes then?
Please, Paul! You're the one, the chosen one! Stop him!
I'm waiting, Father. For a miracle.
You see, Paul, how easy that was? Now let's go teach Shadow a lesson.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Well then, why did it, it stopped.
Jeez, Quinny! Duck!
Earth moves wherever you go, Lucian!
That sounded like some kind of bomb above us somewhere.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I think... What did all that mean? Paul is some kind of experiment?
I thought we were gonna find something useful here. Guns or something.
You don't think that was useful?
It was confusing as hell and it won't help us stop him.
How are we gonna get out of here? This whole place could come down on our heads.
We can't go back, Lucian. Look.
The hallway's collapsed. Jeez!
Deeper down the rabbit hole.
The rabbit hole.
It's from a book, too. Come on.
In the depot, level 6, the party rushes to escape as water fills the base.
Maria, come on!
Okay, got it!
You need help with that, Luke?
No!
Sorry.
No, I just don't want it to hurt you again.
Guys, hurry up!
Coming!
Oh, hold on. Those stairs don't look as safe as they did before.
It's our only option. The water's coming in fast, and we don't know where those hallways go.
So, what's our plan? We get to the roof and try to fly the quadcopter?
That works for me.
I'll go first.
Wait, Luke!
Be careful!
You go first, Maria.
No, I can't. You go. I'll follow you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. You hear me? I'm not afraid! I'm not afraid!
Maria, hold on!
It's falling! It's falling!
Grab my hand, Maria, come on!
Let me go! Mark, I'm gonna pull you off of that!
Don't be stupid, Maria! Grab me and... Maria! Maria! Maria!
I didn't mean to. I was holding the orb, and I was thinking about how I wasn't scared anymore. Concentrating so hard on climbing the stairs, and suddenly it came alive. And
shut
it...
up! We have to get her somehow. I don't see. It's a long way down. Oh, shit!
We have to go.
What?
We have to get off this stairwell, Mark.
Then we go down with her.
We can't. We have to get out of here.
What are you talking about? She's your sister.
We have to get this orb out of here. Too much depends on us.
Do you remember what we said? Do you remember, Luke? We stand together.
It's falling apart right now. It's all falling apart, Mark. We need to go.
Can you see that? You did this. You killed her, and now you want me to turn my back on her?
We have no choice, Mark!
No, come with me, for God's sake!
Mark,
don't be stupid. Mark, I got you. Pull me up.
Mark, come on, just move. Just move on. We have to go. We have to go.
In the depot, near level 6.
I'm not sure we're gonna find anything down here. It looks like just the end of a...
Lucian, down!
Ah, Jesus, that's cool!
We're not just underground, we're underwater! No wonder I don't like this place!
Who's that?
Down there. I think there's an open door.
Let's check it out.
Lucian, there is water pouring in there, and we have no idea who those people are.
It sounds like people will need help.
Or we will lose into more trouble.
Maybe that's why we're here. Why God put us on this course.
I thought you were out of the God business.
I'm out of the Paul business, but I still believe the big guy's got our back.
I think it might have more to do with...
What?
Look in there.
Looks like smashed up stuff. A big pile of rubble. Oh, shit. That's what you mean.
Pick me up.
Yeah.
Can you make it, Lucian?
Yeah. Just... Good Christ. That is messed up stuff.
It's him, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Clear as day. Sachem... So he didn't get killed by Saul after all. He ended up here, except...
All that's left is a shadow.
I want to get out of here, Queenie. This is just too strange for me. Something feels wrong.
Please!
Shh! You heard something?
Help me! Hello? Someone help! Please!
It sounds like a girl. I will check it out.
Here we go.
Hey! Hey, is someone out there?
Please help me! I fell! My friends... I think my friends had to go!
Do you know a way out?
No!
Then we're all dead anyways. There's water filling the place, quick!
Queenie.
No point getting her hopes up.
I don't want to die alone, please. We can try. Can't we try?
Come on, where's your heart, Queenie?
This has been a setup, this whole screwed up trip to Sanctuary.
It's called fate.
I don't like being a little bit part in someone else's story.
Then prove you can make up your own mind. Right now, we make a choice. Let a girl live or leave her to die.
I want out of here. I want back to my people, what's left of them. I want this all to be over.
We can have that. We can head back now. Maybe she can help us.
Maybe.
Please tell me you're coming.
We're coming! It's not all about us, Queenie. Jesus, what happened here?
There was something very powerful in that room. It did that to Abraham in Shadow, and then it... something happened. My brother was climbing the stairs, and,
We'll talk later, honey. Lucky we brought this big hulk along. You have half a set of stairs pinning you in there. What hurts?
I don't know. My leg, I guess. I fell pretty far, but now there's all this water, and I'm getting cold.
We all will be cold. Cold as death if we don't hurry. Lucian!
Sometimes you need brawn instead of brain. Ain't that right, Queenie? Let's see what I can do.
You need more than that.
I'm just one man. Hold on. Let me put my legs into it.
Got her. Okay.
Thank you.
Don't take this yet. We're at the bottom of a chasm and the water's rising quickly. I don't swim, do you?
Yeah, pretty good, but not when I'm this cold.
I don't know what else we can do. Not like we can expect a miracle.
Your position indicates you are near the reactor core. So you are either about to meet with me, or I am dead. Funny thought, speaking to you when I am already dead. But I have thought of myself as dead for years already. I have been living as a ghost. So the only difference is that some biological processes will have ceased. You will be taking an alternate route to the tunnel system that leads back to Corinth. We could climb to the roof, but I cannot assume that the quadricopter is still there. And as you know, I prefer the shadows. Punch in this last code. 7-6-5-5-5-2. Godspeed.
You got that?
I got that.
Oh, maybe I should believe in miracles.
All right, time to go.
The Depot. Level 0.
How can we go on, Luke?
One foot in front of the other. Let's get to the quadcopter.
Maybe she's alive down there, with a broken leg, powerless as the water slowly rises over her mouth.
Death is not so permanent, Mark.
What the hell has gotten into you?
This orb. It's as if my whole life, I saw the world through a darkened glass, missing what was obvious and getting hung up on the smallest, most unimportant details. And now it is all clear.
Luke, we abandoned your sister down there.
Mark, why did we come here? Why did we leave home? Why have we gone this far?
To stop. To stop what needs to be stopped.
The two of us, we may not survive this. Everything we know may be destroyed. But if we do nothing, it most certainly will.
I loved her, Luke. Love her. I never said it because I was afraid of getting between the two of you.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's too late.
Maybe.
Why are we even here?
What makes us think we can pilot this amazing machine?
Because it knows how to fly itself. Did you see what Shadow did? We use this map right here.
What?
You tell it where you want to go and
welcome to Valkyrie. Powering on.
Whoa.
And then we put ourselves at its mercy.
May God have mercy on us all.
ASPM. Unavailable. Activating LPS. Calculating nodes. Coordinates locked. Please state your destination.
Corinth.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Daggaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhold. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.